We wish to extend a very, very well, warm welcome also in the name of Rishikesh Baba and Syam Sundar Baba to wonderful Vaishnavas who take care of their Kadamba, which is Rupa Goswami's bhajan study. Later we will hear a little bit more about the glories of this place, but for now we want to really start chanting, and as long as the batteries of this very Indian sound systems are somewhat sympathetic to our cause. You have now come to the climax, to the high point of the Japa retreat and Kirtan retreat.
The 64 round stage, okay, where all of your efforts so far on the chanting, on the new insights which you have gotten from the Dharma and from the classes, all these things which you have now gotten can now be poured into the 64 round stage at Bhajan Stali or Buddha Goswami, where you will get the natural support, a very natural support from Srila Rupa Goswami. Even today, Srila Rupa Goswami is here in this place, just as Krishna and Balarama, even today, working with their cows in an uppercut that is not manifested for the material, in an uppercut way through here. So it's a place of maximum support for your own praise. Let me just say a few words on this number 64. 64 rounds. This is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. He said, "I will only eat at the house of a Lakeshwara," that means a person who chants one lakh of names, which amounts to 64 rounds. Mahaprabhu.
I will speak a little later to explain. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thank you. Blessings are there. Hare, hare. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he will only accept the offering of someone who is a Lakeshwara, who is owning or chanting 64 rounds a day. This is a standard in Mahaprabhu's tradition. And this, you will be very interested, was Srila Prabhupada's standard in the beginning of starting ISKCON in the West. His own spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, demanded that everyone in his institution chant 64 rounds, except for the preachers who would be busy leaving the ashram early in the morning and doing preaching activities throughout the day. Because chanting so many rounds is a matter of setting the right priority. Please think about this. Our priority in life should be Krishna, to re-establish our relationship with Krishna through the processes of bhakti. And amongst all the nine processes of bhakti, Shravanam and Kirtanam ranges supreme. And again, amongst all these two, hearing kirtanam is first. If you don't hear the kirtanam, if there is no kirtanam, how will you do shravanam? How will you hear if there is no sound to hear? So this chanting of the holy name is the root of bhakti. It's actually the body of bhakti, and everything else is coming from this body, like limbs who come from the central core of the body. So bhakti is the way we address Krishna, and only through, and this bhakti is best done through the kirtanam, the chanting of the holy name. Therefore, chanting a lot is a means of setting the right priority in our lives. It's all about priority, Prabhu's. Where do we give priority? What is the aim of our life? The priority aim of our life. So today we will. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to go a little bit through the history of chanting 64 rounds. Picked up this 64 rounds from Gauranga Mahaprabhu and kept this as a demand in his institution. And when Prabhupada first came to America, he also demanded every member of the Hare Krishna movement. You know, it's a movement about the priority of Krishna bhakti, to chant 64 rounds. Mukunda Maharaj remembers this. He once came to Prabhupada in the morning. Prabhupada said, "So, who is Krishna?" Mukunda Maharaj answered, "God." "Very good. So now said Prabhupada, "now where you have accepted Krishna as God, your duty is to chant 64 rounds of his holy names a day." Mukunda Maharaj, you know, when you sit before Srila Prabhupada and he tells this very straight to you, your duty now, Ananta, is to chant, I won't say it because, if you hear from Prabhupada, your duty now is to chant 64 rounds, then there's not much space for argument. Okay, that's the duty now. Mukunda Maharaj looked at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada looked at Mukunda Maharaj. Mukunda Maharaj said, I have troubles chanting 16 rounds, big troubles, and now 64 rounds. He was speechless, and Prabhupada saw this. Then Prabhupada said, "Okay, 32 rounds. He cut it in half. He brought the standard of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the standard of his own Guru Maharaj to half the standard, knowing that we Westerners wouldn't be able to cope with this. Mukunda Maharaj, it was as if a flesh had struck into a tree. He was shattered. He didn't know what to do and what to say. He just stared at Prabhupada. And Prabhupada looked at him. And Prabhupada closed his eyes. And then he opened his eyes and looking very intently into the eyes of his disciples, said, "Okay, 16 rounds, but no less." Later, Prabhupada in the Upadeshamrita wrote about this. He thought about this. He said, "Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's standard and my Guru Maharaj's standard is 64 rounds. But because we cannot do it, Prabhupada has done it, had done it and did it also during his preaching time. He was always seen chanting. I saw him personally in his room when he was alone, just chanting on his beads. So Prabhupada said, but because we cannot do it, we, the collective we of his movement, therefore, and we know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, therefore we are patita, fallen. But we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is patita pavana, the savior of the fallen, and therefore we have hope that he accepts, still accepts us. What I want to bring to your kind consideration is that 64 rounds is not a luxury thing, it's not a fad, it is something which has tradition. And yes, because we are a preaching movement and we are what we are, we can't get our Western genes out of our body, we are restless souls, you know, restless people. Prabhupada has lowered it to 16, but today is our day where we want to just experience putting Krishna in the first priority in our relationship. So we will chant these 64 rounds. I will now give you a few little tips. I will not talk much longer. We will ask Bhurijan Prabhu to give us a brief inspiration soon. Let me now explain to you how you can do your 64 rounds day. Let me ask you, who has chanted already some substantial number, like say, who has finished 16 rounds, just to have a short break? Oh, that looks good. That looks hopeful. Good, good. So you will now, we will now do it like this. We will, we means Bhurijan Prabhu and myself, will sit here with you on this place, and I suggest that the first stretch, let us say a minimum of 8 rounds, we all chant together to have the group energy of us doing the same thing together. Then you can go wherever you feel you can chant very nicely. Please try to stay within the compounds of this pink, this avant-gardistically painted pink wall. This is a huge garden here, which is very, very conducive for preaching. You might find yourself a tree, like our Pankajangri Prabhu has found his ideal tree. We must make a photo of you. You look so, really, so much in the tree. Tradition, wonderful. but there are trees even further away to the sides. If you feel that your intensity gets a little bit slackened, you can do one of three things. You can come here, where we will always have a senior devotee chanting and sometimes giving short sentences like Bhurijan Prabhu did during the Japa workshop, you know, short encouraging things. You can do, this is one thing you can do. The second is you can take prasadam around noontime. It is on a almost like a self-help service, a buffet service. It will be open for you anytime you are hungry. Or the third is, and please listen carefully, if you feel your intensity goes down, it could be because you are tired. Then you can take a power nap of, I suggest, like 15 minutes or 20 minutes, or those who are really the short nappers, 5 minutes, you know. But pace yourself. You want to go through a day, and you want to be fit for that. My suggestion is as an outdoor chanter, please don't underestimate the sun. The soon it will become warmer, and if you sit too long in the direct sun, it's good to sit for some time to get warmed up, but if you sit too long, you will be drained of energy. Have your water intake there, because you will lose outside here. It's a dry climate in Vrindavan at this time. Water, take sufficient water. But the main thing really is try to keep your focus high. No? Try to understand, this is my day. I have heard a lot of this Japa and Kirtan retreats. This is the facility which is given. We were prepared for this day. It's now. Now is hik rotos hik salto, they say in Greek. You know, here is rotos, now jump. That means here is the task now before you. It's your day. You have hope for this. Now please take full advantage of the day by keeping your focus, your priority on Krishna high, and your energy high, and you will have a day which you will remember at the hour when you pass from this world. It will be a day which will be always with you. It's really the best investment in eternity. It's the best investment in your eternal life. Use your time. Good. So we will now. So the setup, I hope, is clear. In summary, we will all, some senior devotees will always be here, sitting with this, and there will be some inspirations being given. But it is also, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, good to sometimes be alone in your chanting. There's a huge holy place for you. It's really expensive, it's big, in other words, enough place for all of you, but maybe not for your materialistic mind. It's because of a very holy place. So there will be prasadam served from when onwards? Someone help me. 1:30, not to 2:30. It will be there. It will be there. It will be there waiting for you. Now it's Bhuri Rampapu will give us a little inspiration. And then we will chant. First 8 rounds, I suggest, if possible, all together. Then we will start to find our own individualistic bhajan place.
We are here by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami did his bhajan here, and he had many unlimitedly deep realizations while sitting in this very place. And this place is like the Goshala of Nandagaon, and Nandagaon is in that direction, I believe, and Yavat is in that direction. And every day there would be so many exchanges here, divine exchanges between Krishna Balaram, the cowherd boys, and also between Sisi, Radha, and Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami had full access due to his being eternally living in his eternal relationship with Krishna. He had full access to the pastimes of Krishna that Nokia not allowed. The first two letters of Nokia are no. Srila Rupa Goswami had full access to these pastimes that, as Maharaj said, that are going on right at this very moment. But we don't have that access. But we can have that access if we look through the eyes of Srila Rupa Goswami. Would you like to look through the eyes of Srila Rupa Goswami for this moment?
Yes.
Well, if you look through the eyes of Srila Rupa Goswami, you will get a wonderful gift. And that wonderful gift at the end of these prayers that he's going to benedict you with are unlimited transcendental happiness and unwavering achalam, that word achalam again, unwavering love for the lotus feet of Krishna. Would you like to hear the prayers that he has written?
Yes.
That are very much appropriate for this particular place, that will bestow upon us this benediction. Could you give us some very sweet and unlimitedly deep music? Yes, that's just what I was thinking. This is called the Keshava Astak. This is what Rupa Goswami sees, and this is his mood. Please catch it with your prayerful, attentive hearing. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He wears a flower earrings decorating his ears. He wears a crown atop his head of fully blossomed malati flowers and a Brahman thread of small jasmine flowers decorate his chest. Can you see the picture? You can offer your own flowers to Krishna as he comes home from the forest of Braja on this path. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He happily calls his straying Sarabi cows. O Pishangi!
O Pishangi!
O Manikashtini!
O Manikashtini!
O Pranatasingi!
O
Pindikshana!
O
Madanga Muki!
O
Dumala!
O
Subali!
Subali!
Hamsi!
Vamsi!
O Priya! Can you see it?
Yes.
I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest on the pathways of Braja. With the best of words, he makes his splendidly dressed and affectionate friends, who are all expert at the art of pleasant jokes. He makes them smile. He makes them laugh. Cowherding is so much fun with Krishna. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. His cheeks are licked by a stream of perspiration. He is decorated with pictures drawn in mineral colors from the hill. And his curling locks of hair deride the splendor of a swarm of black bees. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja with the sweet sound of his flute. He calls the Sarabi cows, who, eager to see their young calves, break the ground with their heavy dancing hoofs. This is just the pastime that we heard last night from Maharaj's mouth. I worship Lord Keshava, coming back from the forest of Braja. He beautifies the path with his lotus footprints, and he wears a garland of dust raised by the wandering cows, and his garments and peacock feather move with the waves of the wind. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja with his playful and sweet music of his flute. He delights the heart of Braja's queen. Who is that? Yashoda Maya. And makes all the gopis in their homes happy at heart. He makes the hairs of their bodies stand erect with joy. I worship Lord Keshava coming back from the forest of Braja. He is worshipped by the gopis who climb to the tops of the roofs of their palaces and meet him on the path with 100 manners of dancing glances and gentle smiles. The corners of his eyes wander like large black bees around those gopis. Rupa Srila Rupa Goswami blesses everyone. May Vishaka's friend Krishna give transcendental happiness and unwavering acharam rati, unwavering love for his lotus feet, to the splendidly intelligent person who attentively reads and hears these 8 verses, which are a glorious festival for all the gopis. We are in this place and we should chant the names of Krishna very sincerely.
So, without any hesitation, please let us sit tall, take our beads, and if you just chant to help us get into the stream, all together for some time, just 1 minute, the Hare Krishna mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Continue. Bring all your attention to the first Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The first Hari. The first Hari. All the attention, please, to the first Hari.
Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari.
All the attention again to the first Hari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, there is a wonderful prayer which might infuse our chanting with life. It is spoken by Bilwa Mangala Thakur on his way from South India to Vrindavan. During that time, as he was coming closer and closer to Vrindavan, he became more and more ecstatic, and he composed a work called Krishna Kanamrita, where he expressed the feelings of the Radharani and the gopis in separation from Krishna. Here is a prayer which is also good for us. And Srila Rupa Goswami has included this prayer because it's so powerful in the nectar of devotion. My dear Lord, you are the ocean of mercy. With my arms placed upon my head, I am bowing down before you with all humility and sincerity. I am praying unto you, my Lord. Would you be pleased just to sprinkle a little of the water of your glance upon me? That will be a great satisfaction. So please put your hands in this position. I know it's a little unusual, but this is how a prayer is said, and repeat. My dear Lord, you are the ocean of mercy. With my arms placed upon my head, I'm bowing down before you with all humility and sincerity. I'm praying unto you, my Lord. Would you be pleased just to sprinkle a little of the water of your glance? Sprinkle a little of the water of your glance upon me. That will be a great satisfaction. Krishna is seeing your endeavors. Bhujan Prabhu has given lecture on two lectures on this subject. He's seeing your endeavors. So pray to him that please look upon me. I'm trying. I'm not yet so perfect, but I'm trying. And that will give some life and hopefully some glance from above. Please continue.
O Queen of Vrindavan, bowing down and rolling about on the Jamuna's shore, this person, with an agitated heart and a choked voice, appeals to you. Even though he has committed offenses, even though he is unqualified, and even though his intelligence is crooked, please give this person a small particle of your devotional service. Because the fresh butter of your heart is always melting in the splendor of your transcendental mercy. The fresh butter of your heart is always melting in the splendor of your transcendental mercy. It is not proper for you to neglect this anguished person. That is a prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami. If we can just get a little bit of that sincerity can enter our heart and coat our chanting, and or just a little bit of the desire for mercy from Srimati Radharani, from Krishna, from Srila Rupa Goswami, from Vaishnavas, from the dust of Vrindavan, if our chanting can just have a little bit of that mood, we will be so fortunate.